Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hot. Whoa.
Too hot to slurp.
Oh, you're using a Yeti, huh?
Yep. Sticking with it.
Even after the message I sent you?
I am way too invested in Yeti to step back at this point.
I think you need an Arctic.
No.
I'm going to buy you an Arctic now.
You know what's funny about that is I got my daughter a new water bottle. She, first and foremost, let me publicly apologize here. I lost my voice on Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning. And I sound 100 times better than I did yesterday and the day before.
That's how I was. Was it 2 weeks ago now? Because yeah. I literally, my voice sounded worse than yours for over a week.
Yeah, I couldn't talk. If I did, I would need to stop and catch my breath. Totally allergy related. A couple of the kids and my wife were sick. Cold type stuff. Mine, I believe, was allergies. And then my asthma kicked in, so then not being able to talk, aka breathe, and then asthma, it's been rough. So I can at least hold a conversation today with not being able to try to catch my breath in between.
Huff and puff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the same way a couple weeks ago, and I noticed that there's still some words that I say. And my voice just cuts out like completely. Yep. I was trying to talk to people at work, and it's really funny because I would talk and then my voice would just cut out, and I would have to try to repeat it, but it still cuts out. Yep. I tried to yell last night.
Yeah.
Cause I went to the Styx concert last night.
Yeah. Where was that at?
At Thunder Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. Super cool.
So I've never seen the inside of that place. Dude. The video you sent looked legit.
And we were in the very back section. So yeah. We were in the fourth, so the highest section.
Yeah.
We were second row from on the highest section. So we weren't all the way in the back. But there's not a bad seat in that house.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I wish the volume was up a little bit more. I wanted to hear the lyrics a little bit more.
Okay.
The actual band, like the actual music was good.
Yeah.
But I wish the microphones were turned up a little bit, but I tried to yell last night and nope, nothing came out.
Nothing.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah. It's funny. The other night at work, I had to whisper over the radio.
Oh yeah.
To be able to get out what I needed to get out.
Yep.
And that was still a struggle.
Yeah.
So then it became a thing. When people would talk back to me, they would whisper as well.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass.
Oh, they were just giving you shit.
Big time.
Which, I mean, we all deserve. So
totally.
We already know our language of when we like each other, we give each other shit.
Yep. Yep, that's so, it.
Yeah.
Well,
what do we got today?
Let me pull it up. Season 2, episode 23, Summertime Events.
By the way, if you're listening to these episodes or the podcast.
If you're listening to them in order.
If you're listening to them in order and you listen on Spotify, I do apologize. Episode 22 on Spotify has been removed by Spotify because someone keeps playing.
Yep.
Random music, and they took it down. So I don't know what song. Actually, I think I know what song it was. Where is it? I think it was this song that did it.
It could be Ninja.
Yep.
So,
so 22 is gone.
Yeah. So 22. So if you want to listen to episode 22, go to Amazon, Apple, or Google, and it's still available, just not on Spotify.
Correct. So we are still technically on episode 23.
Yep.
And this podcast that I put together, I sent you the timeline, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
So I was thinking while I was putting this together, man, it's almost summer. And what sparked it was my wife is off for the summer.
Well, you can't tell by the weather that.
No, summer. And that's what I was going to bring up. So Northern California, gosh, it was roughly 88 degrees on Tuesday, and it is currently Saturday morning, and it is raining.
Yep.
And cloudy and overcast. So you would never know that summer is around the corner, but it is.
Yep.
So, summertime events. And I was a little bit specific with this. Placer County Fun. So am I allowed to mention websites?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So
and especially that one, the one that
yeah, you want to mention. I put it in asterisks here for the first two sections of the timeline this morning. I got this information from visitplacer.com.
Not a paid advertisement.
Not a paid advertisement. I was just doing some research on the good old Google, and it kept bringing me back to visitplacer.com. And then I would type in, you know, something else to look up. Look up a couple things, didn't find what I was looking for. And then I would go do another search. And where I found my information that I wanted to use kept going back to visitplacer.com.
Yeah.
So after the fourth or fifth search, I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to that website.
Yeah.
So I went to the website, which is extremely user friendly.
Yep.
And just a wealth of knowledge. This website for visitplacer.com, not a paid advertisement, is very...
Unless you guys want to be.
Unless you want to be.
Visit Placer, come on.
Visit Placer.
Sponsor us.
So, going through it, like I mentioned, it kept bringing me back to that website. Super easy to use. So, the first... let's see here. The first 10 items that I'm going to talk about, I've got screenshots because there was too much to write down. I started to, and then it just got too convoluted. So, sometimes
the screenshots are the best way to go.
I know. So, Placer County Fun and events within Placer County. And I didn't realize this, so I just did 10. Well, let's see here. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 10. I didn't realize how much goes in Placer on a weekly basis.
Oh, yeah.
everything from food trucks to concerts to art events, craft fairs. I mean, Placer is doing stuff every week.
Yep.
And so, obviously... Well,
just think about the size of it, too, though.
No, it's huge.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize how big Placer County is. It literally goes from Roseville up 80... all the way to the Nevada border.
Yeah, and then, so then what would that be? If we're going east, west, and then north towards Folsom area?
Well, Folsom would be more like southeast.
Yeah.
North.
Oh, south, nor- sorry.
The north.
Other way.
North side, technically, there's parts, when you're driving up 80 towards Nevada, most of Placer County is going to be on your right-hand side.
Yeah.
There is a little bit on your left-hand side. It does like cut. There's like some cutting across, but most of it's on the right-hand side, south of 80. So,
well, it's interesting when you look at a map, how even, certain lakes are divided.
Well, like, I mean, if you look at Lake Tahoe, I would say probably, I don't know. It's a little bit more than a quarter. It's not quite a third of the lake is actually in Placer County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go through some events here. And these are just kind of random. There's a lot going on. So I just kind of picked maybe some that would be family friendly, kid friendly. So starting April 26th, which is today, we have... Let's see here. The Wildflower Stroll. It's, let's see here. Stroll the preserves and see how many wildflowers are blooming. learn from California Native Plant Society experts. So you've got someone that will actually walk you through these farms and fields and whatnot, which is kind of cool. And that's 2 to 4 today in Auburn.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see if it still goes on.
Rain. Obviously with the rain, I don't know if there was nothing specific on weather permitting, but being able to take a walk through nature, essentially, which is totally family friendly. And that's on Lincoln Way in Auburn today from 2 to 4.
Nice.
The next one is April 30th, and this one is in Roseville, Vernon Street Town Square, and this is Wine Down Wednesday. So come down and take in the town square, listen to great tunes, taste local wines, and be sure to bring your friends.
They've done this for quite a few years now.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I went back in history because you can look at what has transpired.
Yeah.
With these events at visitplaster.com. And they've done this for a while.
Yeah. And what I know, obviously Roseville as a city does a lot of events just
they because do.
They're massive. Just
when they have that new, I think it's called the Grounds.
Yep.
They have that new, it's kind of like a mini Cal Expo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Would that be appropriate to say?
Yeah.
Comparing the two.
But I know that Roseville's always done a lot of events, but if you actually just look at the Placer County wine, the wine trail, with all the wineries that are in the area in Lincoln, Newcastle, going up to Auburn, there's quite a few wineries that actually, when you look at Wine Down Wednesday, they try to highlight those wines.
No,
I literally am looking at the website right now, and I see a couple of the wineries, and I'm like, yep, I know exactly where that one is.
Yeah, the one that kind of caught my eye that I've never been to that's on the description, Smoking Barrel Winery, and that's here in Lincoln, right?
Yep, that's in Lincoln. It's right off of Wise. If you go down Wise past Goat House, you know when you're going up right before Wise Villa, that four-way stop sign?
Yeah.
It's literally right to your right.
Got it. Okay.
It's right there.
I know I've seen the sign before.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I was like, I've seen that a few times and never thought.
Yeah, all those wineries are on that back road right there. And
no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They've also got food trucks. On this particular day, they have the Fry Boys. And then this is kind of a generic, but still good, Mountain Mike's Pizza.
Pepperoni.
The Cup and Char pepperoni.
Yep.
So Wine Down Wednesdays. And that seemed to be a reoccurring thing on the list of moving forward.
Yeah.
They've got it every Wednesday.
Well, and then it looks like they have that every Wednesday in Roseville. And then every Thursday, they're throwing in the food trucks.
Yes.
Again. They're bringing the food trucks back. God, good job, Roseville.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, are those both on Vernon Street? You said that the Wine Down Wednesday was on Vernon, right?
Yeah.
They usually do everything down there.
Yeah, and they usually block it off.
Yep.
That town center up to where the old fire station was.
Yeah.
By the parking garage.
Yep.
Well, I guess the new fire station is by the parking garage too, but the old fire station.
Well, and that's the other thing that they did really good. They put that parking garage in there so that there's actually parking available.
Oh, because there's no parking down there. If you go over to May 2nd in Rockland, let's see here, my phone's not working, on Rockland Road, the Rockland Quarry Park Amphitheater, which I didn't know they had.
Yeah.
I've taken my kids to the Quarry Park before.
To do the ropes course.
To do the ropes course, which is a blast, by the way. And that's actually something that we could talk about as well. But on May 2nd at 7 p.m., they have a concert night.
Yep.
Which would be awesome. Let's see here. Yeah, so at Quarry Park, the ropes course, I feel like there's something else there as well. Are you familiar with that location? because they've got the ropes course, and then there's.
I thought there was it's something pretty else. Much the ropes course and then the amphitheater.
Amphitheater. Okay, so yep. Just the two.
Yeah.
It's a big location though, and that area has sat vacant for years since you and I were kids.
Correct.
So May 2nd, Quarry Park live concert. The next one, May, and not the next in line, but the one that I notated, May 8th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Vernon Street, Food Truck Mania.
Yep.
May 8th, what day does that fall on? That falls on a Thursday.
Yeah.
That may be something we'll have to check out.
Yeah, that's, I've gone down there before when they've had the food trucks down there. And it's not just like three food trucks.
No, it's packed.
Yeah, they do a really good job.
Yeah, I've gone down there once before. And yeah, if I had to guess, there were probably 30 food trucks, easy.
Yeah, they do a really good job.
And they pack them in there, and it's a really good family event.
Yep.
And even though with the amount of people, they did a real good job with that area.
Yeah.
Right there where, you know, you've got like the splash pad, and then the benches and whatnot. It's a good spot.
Yep.
If you go to did you find something?
Yeah.
What date?
It's later in the summer, August 15th.
Okay.
Rockland is doing Evening in the Park. So they have multiple dates where they're doing different movies.
Yeah.
So May 30th, they're doing a Goofy movie.
Okay.
The one that I saw on August 15th, they're doing Moana 2.
I think I notated that one.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just
down. No, you're good. So May 16th, at the, once again, Vernon Street Town Square, they are doing a movie night, and they're doing Inside Out 2.
Nice.
There it is. Let's see here. Popcorn, pizza by the slice, sweet and savory options. Supplies are limited, so I would recommend getting there on time. 6:30 is the pre-party. And then movie starts at 8 o'clock, and that is May 16th.
It's kind of weird. I don't see any Lincoln events on there.
I didn't notate any Lincoln events.
That's weird because I know that Lincoln has events going on during the summer.
They have a movie night.
Yeah.
That I think we've gone to at the library.
Yeah. The library does events. I'm going to pull up the City of Lincoln while you're talking because I know they have stuff going on. I'm kind of surprised that I just don't see it.
See if you can find anything on that. I'll keep rolling here. So May 16th, movie night, Town Square in Roseville. It's called Friday Flicks. And then I believe you just brought this one up. So May 30th, Evening in the Park, a Goofy movie. And that is on Park Drive in Rockland. Is that at the elementary school that we went to? We took the kids one time to watch a movie.
Where?
So for May 30th between 6 and 10, Evening in the Park, a Goofy movie.
May 30th.
On Park Drive. Didn't you and I take the kids to see a...
They might be doing it at the actual park there, like with an inflatable screen.
Oh,
at Twin Oaks Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, if they are, that's a huge park. So that would work.
Yeah.
This one I found seems cool and interesting to me. Cocktails and Cinema. Moonlight on the Bayou. This is in downtown Auburn. And this is on June 7th from 6 to 10.
So I pulled up Lincoln's City of Lincoln's website.
Shoot.
Which surprises me, especially that it's not on Placer's website. But today, That's why I'm like, I know there's something going on. Lincoln Wine Fest is going on today in Lincoln, which they shut down downtown Lincoln.
Oh, and wow.
You go to different spots for wine tasting and all yeah. that. So, like, I know there's events, so that's weird that it's just maybe they're not connected somehow or they're not doing it because there is quite a few events that are going on.
Are there a few that you can mention?
Yeah, so I'm trying to go ahead.
Go for just it.
For when people listen to this. It looks like from what month is this? May 22nd to the 25th is the Portuguese Holy Ghost Festival.
Okay. Is that held in downtown?
Yeah, let's see here. What's the more details? It's held at McBean Park.
Okay.
So, and that's a 4-day event. That's a pretty big event.
That's a large park too.
Yeah. They have like Clay Festival on May 3rd.
A what festival? Clay?
Clay from Gladding McBean. The yeah, they do. They've done that for years.
Gosh. Okay.
Years and years. If you go down, it looks like there's a bingo night on June 11th.
You know,
there's nothing on my birthday though. What the fuck? Sorry.
I have never played legitimate bingo.
Oh God.
You like got at to. A bingo hall.
The best time to play bingo is on a cruise ship.
Really?
Yep. Cruise ship's the way to go. Get your dabber and you get like the card that has nine different things on it. And you just, well, it looks like we had a little technical difficulty. Banged on the desk and
it's, Chris got excited about bingo.
Yeah. And it stopped recording. So, we apologize for that one. But we'll get back into it. So,
bingo, Chris gets excited.
Yeah. Because you get the dabbers and you have, you know, nine cards and it just makes it fun.
You know, the only place I know that you can, I'm sure there's a lot, but I don't, it's not that I look up where to play bingo, but, on Riverside turns into Auburn, on the right-hand side, there's a massive bingo hall.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's in the parking lot of one of my favorite Mexican restaurants that I haven't been to in probably 15 years, Felipe's.
Okay. Yep.
Right-hand side, same parking lot. Down towards the end, there's a massive bingo hall.
Nice. Well, going into events, another event.
Yep.
Because I said there was no events on my birthday.
Yep.
But on June 7th, the day after, there is the Downtown Rods and Relics car show.
That would be fun.
That's a huge event. They've done that for years. And this is a big one. On the June 21st, it's McBean's Pool 100-year celebration.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just a massive sandlot event?
Yeah, pretty much. So there are events if you are in the Lincoln area as well. Just for some reason, it's not on Visit Placer. So maybe I need to connect the city of Lincoln with Visit Placer.
Yes.
Hey, guys, let's go. Let's talk.
Let's communicate. You mentioned the car event. What was that called again?
It was Rods and Relics on June 7th.
Okay, I'm going to bring something up that's a complete flashback now that you've said that. Do you remember the Rockland Cool Cars Chili Cook-Off?
Yep. Yep.
Whatever happened to that? That was a massive event.
I think they do it still.
God, that was such a good time. What was that burger place that was in that parking lot? Jasper's?
Yes. Yeah.
Gosh, I remember going there as a kid all the
time. So Hot Chili Cool Cars is an event held in Rockland, California. Last year was the 31st anniversary and it's held in September. So September 21st.
Okay. So it's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on. I'm like, I swear it's still going on. So this year would be the 25th or the would be the 31st, sorry, anniversary, if they're going to do it. I just don't see anything
if they're like going to do it. Upcoming date?
Yeah, it only has 2024 in here.
Gosh, that was such a cool event. That, and then I believe it backed up to the
Wonder how I enter the chili contest. That's the question.
Ooh.
I feel like I could be a top dog.
I feel like you could be a top dog in that.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Cool Cars and Chili Cook-Off in Rockland back up to the Rockland Jubilee?
I want to say the Rockland Jubilee was earlier in the year.
Okay.
And then this was towards the later of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good time too.
Yep.
Gosh, Rockland Jubilee, that brings back memories.
Oh yeah. I mean, I know this is still Placer County and it's at the casino, but have you seen some of the talent that they're bringing in for the concerts?
Online or billboards, yes.
Yeah. So like tonight, Kevin Hart's coming in.
Yeah, so big bummer. We tried to get tickets and they were sold out.
Oh, you can still buy them right now. You can literally buy tickets right now. We looked last night.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to cost you like $150 a ticket. Well, here, I'm on the website. I'll tell you how much it's going to cost you right now.
Because when my wife looked it up, they were sold out.
Nope. Well, sorry for another interruption there. I don't know why it keeps cutting us out, but we were kind of talking about Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart tickets.
Kevin Hart tickets,
$131.50.
Yes. Yeah, so the cheapest ticket right now is, it's section K for the 12th million time. Another fucking cutoff. God, I apologize, everyone. Apologize for my language as well. So tickets. Back to Kevin Hart again. Kevin Hart
again.
Yeah, there's tickets. I mean, you can, for best seats. Well, I apologize again and again and again and again. For some reason, we're having some technical difficulties when it's coming to the cable connecting the computer to the soundboard. So,
you know,
might be buying a new cable now.
All right. Kevin Hart, so, cheapest seat, $130, $150.
Yeah, so I'm not going to wear my headphones just in case it dings again, so at least I can hear it a little bit louder than what it is. But yeah, so they have seats.
Interesting.
Yeah, the whole, it looks like the anywhere on the back row on any of the section 400, so 401 to 407, you can get tickets to.
So with what you went to last night, it looked, the video you sent, it looked like you were off to the left.
Yeah, so we were section 407.
Okay.
Which is the furthest to the left. But we had a clean shot. Honestly, I would watch Kevin Hart from there. No problem. These rows are a little bit further back. Oh, no. I think that's exactly pretty much where we were. Row G, I think, was where we were at.
Okay.
So there, I mean, here, I can actually zoom in and tell you. Hold on.
How many people do you think can fit in that?
I don't know. So they have it like kind of, the stadium like kind of tucks away. So you have a section above, but the bottom section still goes back a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, they built it really well. I'll give them a lot.
I've heard it. It's obviously a little bit smaller, but it's a great design.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
and not. And they can still fit a lot of people in there.
Yeah. So when you look at the map on like Ticketmaster is what I'm on right now. They spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
So technically that top section overlaps a little bit, but every level has a bathroom. Every level has a bar.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of space. It's easy. They have the escalators to get up. They have the elevator. They literally plan it out very well. And the sound is great.
Wow.
I think the reason why she said that there's no tickets is because all the tickets that I see are one person. So there's okay. No two tickets next to each other. So legitimately, there's a ticket for $131.50. That it was what I was seat four, and this is seat five. So it was where my mom sat.
Okay.
Last night it was what it'd be for Kevin Hart for any comedy show would be absolutely incredible.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
So I mean, I thought it was impressive, but some of the people that are bringing in, like LL Cool J.
Yeah.
But they were going through, you know how they go through the advertisements while you're there?
Yep.
Louis C.K. is coming in town. Oh, wow. Which is he's a huge thing. Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's coming.
That would be good to see.
Penn and Teller are coming.
Oh, wow.
going down. Like, they have some tribute bands, right? So
I had a friend that saw Jodeci a few weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. They have a Bob Marley tribute band. But then, remember Incubus?
Yep.
Incubus is coming in. Third Eye Blind is coming in. Dwight Yoakam is coming in. They have, like, country. Like, they have so many. Like, Wilson Phillips is coming.
Yeah.
Wilson Phillips was huge.
You know, another cool thing about going to a concert, if you purchase tickets for a concert, you can park your trailer across the street.
Oh, really?
And you can camp up to 3 days for free.
Oh, that's cool.
So a buddy of mine, he has a beautiful fifth wheel, and he has it set up to where he can live off grid for 4 days, with no power. Or I'm sorry, with power, and obviously you have to watch your water and bathroom usage.
Yeah.
But for, because there's no hookups out there.
Yeah.
But he can do 4 days off grid. And so he, I don't remember when the Jodeci concert was. It was either Friday or Saturday night. He took the RV the day before.
Yeah.
And then him and his wife stayed and then came back the next day.
Yeah. I mean, that would be
awesome.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't even know how much a room at Thunder Valley is now, but I would assume it's, you know, pricey.
Yeah. But even at that, like, you can go right across the street and be there. And
exactly.
Darius Rucker is coming.
Oh, that would be a good concert.
Jeff Dunham, have you ever seen him?
No.
He's the ventriloquist.
I mean, I know who he is. Yeah. I haven't seen him in person.
But. I mean, these are some... Brett Kreischer. Yep. I can't even say.
I know you're talking about.
Tim McGraw. John Legend, like, the Beach Boys.
Wow.
I was, like, literally blown away. I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is freaking cool. Like, they are bringing in amazing people.
Yeah.
And it's a good venue. Like, it's not too big.
Yeah.
Like, Tim McGraw sells out stadiums.
Yeah.
In a stadium, it's really hard to see him, right?
Yep.
This venue, I don't care what seat you're going to have. You would be able to see him.
Wow, you've got a good visual all the way around.
Because he's not going to be here till October, so it's far out, right?
How much are they?
The lowest ticket price right now, $226.70.
Wow.
That's section 402, row B.
Wow.
So let's look at the best seat. The best seat is section 101, so down there. $386.20.
Wow.
Doesn't surprise me, though. It's Tim McGraw. Like,
you know what? So, on a opposite note of that, price-wise of tickets, we had the ability of getting Garth Brooks tickets a handful of years ago. So, I didn't know this prior to, and now that we're talking about it, it totally reminded me. Garth Brooks doesn't sell cheap or expensive tickets. Two things. One, it's a lottery.
Oh.
Two, they're $75 a ticket.
Oh, dang.
Now, with that being said, the lottery, well, you put in however many people, you know, so it was my wife and I. So we put in two and you hit submit and then it does this lottery and then it spits you out. One, if you got tickets, or two, if they were sold out, you didn't have the ability to purchase tickets. If you were fortunate enough to get tickets, they give you however many people you were, however many you submitted for, and you don't get to pick your seat. So you could get, for $75, you could get front row, or it would be nosebleed. Regardless of where you were at, it's Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be an amazing show.
And we got, I would say, better than decent tickets for $150.
Dang, that's not bad.
No, not at all.
I looked up Burke Kreischer.
Yeah.
Because he's amazing and hilarious.
Yeah.
$86.55 a ticket.
That's not bad at all. I mean,
that's row four, but you're still going to see it. There is a the section 301 for $118.
Yeah.
That's not bad either, though. Wow. I mean, the best seat right now is $178. And that's, like, there. I don't think I'd want to sit that close, though. Looking at the venue, the 300 section would be pretty good.
Now, with you being there, and kind of knowing the area, are the front row seats, is there a big stage in front? Now, the reason I ask that is because there's some venues that I've been to that I've seen how close front row is.
Yeah.
And then you've got the stage in front of you.
No, they have a good gap in between. So, like, okay. Last night when we were there, there was people, like, actually dancing, and they had, like, a gap in between.
Yeah.
And then they have the seats. The reason why I don't like the, like, usually, especially for concerts, like, the first sections and the second sections, because everyone stands.
True.
So, you're standing the whole time. I'm sorry. Those seats are actually comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm a big guy. And yeah. I sat next to my mom last night and we were comfortable. It wasn't that big of a deal. It was fine.
Yeah.
And we were all the way back just relaxing and all that. Like if you could get like the section 300, like the first row in section 300.
Yeah.
That would be, I think that would be good because that section's not that big.
Okay.
So it kind of like, is it like a hovering level, but the seats are there. But then also with the further section, we noticed this, that there was a section to our left. It was on the 300 section. It was like a VIP section. But the seats that they had were actually taller seats to see over the railing.
Oh.
I'm telling you, they actually like, I didn't like Thunder Valley when it first came into the area.
Yeah.
They actually do bring in a lot of, they actually do a really good job. Their food is incredible.
Yeah, their food's
and
great.
And their entertainment is top notch. And that place is packed.
Yeah.
I mean, insanely packed.
Well, and they have my favorite burger of all time.
You know, we had it last night. I just wasn't.
Really?
No, wasn't that impressed. I will tell you, the one place that I have never been there and the one place that I want to go is the Red Lantern, the Chinese food place.
So we went, and it is nothing to write home about.
Really? See, I have heard so many things that it is the best Chinese place.
I will tell you that I would be willing to give it a second shot.
Okay.
So but,
you and me?
Huh?
You and me?
Yeah,
and
I'm in. I would totally go with you.
Tell our wives, hey, can you watch the kids? We have
a date night.
Yeah, we have something important.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, we're going to Burt Kreischer.
See you later. Exactly. We'll be back tomorrow. Why do you have the trailer? Because we're staying the night.
Yeah.
So I'm just such a foodie that, and my palate goes from gas station food all the way up to high end steak dinners, which is great. You know, Power Market for the win. But I will tell you, Red Lantern at Thunder Valley was, on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it a 4.8.
Really? Interesting.
I would rather go to, there's a place in Lincoln called Lincoln Chinese.
Yep.
I would rather go there.
Have you ever had Loomis Chinese?
I have.
What do you think Lincoln Chinese is better than Loomis Chinese?
So let me preface by saying I grew up on Lincoln, or I grew up on Loomis Chinese and I loved it. I heard the other night, we were talking about this at work, and I heard that Loomis Chinese has gone downhill and is not as good as it used to be. Now, I don't know what that means because it still could be good, but not as good as before. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would rather go spend $11 at Lincoln Chinese. I'll even go as far to say I would get the orange chicken and chow mein at Panda Express over Red Lantern.
Wow. They have Panda Express there too.
Yeah. So I will say that the, and I can't remember off the top of my head, the appetizers that we got at Red Lantern were good. But for the price, and you're paying for the atmosphere and being at the casino, and I'm all, you know, I'm cognizant of that. But
yeah, but you know what though? High Stakes, their steakhouse is, I would say, the best steakhouse.
I agree.
In the area.
Totally agree.
So, like, that's, I mean,
I would want you to make your own judgment call on that, and I would totally be down to go with you, but it wasn't all that cracked up to be.
Interesting.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
You kind of make me sad a little bit because that honey walnut shrimp looks really good that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, we kind of based our choice of where to eat that night off the pictures.
Yeah.
And it was good to decent.
But not anything
to write home about. It was not anything to write home about. Like, if you didn't want to go,
yeah,
I wouldn't go again.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to have to be on the list to try.
I mean, I'm in, yeah. But it is, like I said, I'd rather go to another Chinese place over that.
Okay.
But Fatburger. What didn't you like about it?
I mean, there was nothing bad with it. The onion rings were incredible.
Super good.
Yeah. And their banana shake was really good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Like, I saw it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. The burger was fine. I mean, there's nothing big about it. But if I was going to rank it, I still would say Whataburger is still better. And
I will agree. I would. So, yeah, I'll go with Whataburger on that. Yeah, for sure. I think, in my opinion, In-N-Out and Fatburger are on the same level but different.
They are different. I will give you that. They are 100% different.
It's a little bit thinner of a patty. Yeah. But then, you know, with Fatburger, you can put everything under the sun on it, which I don't need.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm craving...
I just did an original. Original, that's all I did.
Yeah.
Side of onion rings.
Yep.
And a banana shake.
God, banana shake sounds good.
That was the most I've eaten in like a month.
And it was
like in one meal.
Was it filling?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was fine. I wasn't stuffed, which was good.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
Garbage. So,
gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So Thunder Valley, I mean, that took up a big portion here.
I just was impressed with who they have coming in.
No, I mean, I agree with you.
They have a lot of good shows coming in. I mean, Russell Dickerson with Nico Moon, that's a big concert.
Yeah.
Their comedy shows, I think, is where you're going to see. I think that venue is really built more around for comedy shows, like for big comedy shows.
Okay.
So Kevin Hart makes sense to me. Louis C.K. makes sense to me. Jerry Seinfeld makes sense to me. Bert Kreischer makes sense to me. Louis C.K. is actually coming for 2 days.
Oh, wow.
He's coming June 13th and 14th.
Wow.
So I think just the way that it's set up, it would be super cool to see a comedy show. With that said, I mean, a concert like Styx last night was incredible.
Yeah.
I think any of the other concerts would be really good. But it's a nice place.
There was a comedian that played there. Gosh, it's probably been a few months now. And I mean, if I butcher his last name, I apologize, but Matt Reif, I think. He has a different style of comedy. He does a lot of crowd work.
Yeah.
Which I can appreciate. I mean, I appreciate both sides of it. You know, if you've got your own shtick, then, you know, great, like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
You know, he's amazing. but I think being able to think on the fly and being able to hold a conversation, make fun, poke fun, and make it your set is super impressive to me. Yeah. I guess that's the portion of it that I really enjoy, the creativity on the fly.
Louis C.K. has tickets on June 13th. It's in the section. It's actually a balcony. It's like close to section 400, but it overlooks, like, there's no one behind you, no one in front of you. Section. For $64.95 ticket, there's 4 seats right now.
Are those decent seats?
Yeah. I for a comedy show,
yeah,
100% would sit there in a heartbeat.
Well,
yeah, he has 2 shows, so that
you said June what?
This one's Friday, June 13th.
Well, we are in town.
Yeah, we'll have to look at the calendars off air and see what's going on, because that could be fun.
That would be an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, dinner, comedy show.
Yeah.
Not Red Lantern.
Wow.
Wow. I'm totally okay. We can go to Red Lantern. We can go.
No, that, and it's literally, I'll have to show you. I'm going to, I'll keep this up, because you're going to be like, damn, those are They're legit.
Okay. So, well, let's keep that up because I'd like to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back
to moving on from Thunder Valley. Let's see here. Placer County, visit placer.com. Hiking trails.
Oh, so many hiking trails. With that, two biking trails, too.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of biking trails. A
ton of biking trails.
So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I notated. I believe visit placer.com had more than 10 listed.
Okay.
But I took the 5 that I've either gone on or have seen and wanted to go. Number 1, Hidden Falls.
Yep.
I think everyone has done that that's lived in Placer,
yep,
that enjoys hiking. That's in Auburn. I've done Middle Fork American River Quarry Trail.
Yep.
That's in Auburn. Roby Point Firebreak Trail. Have not done that, but it looked looked pretty with the pictures that they had on the website.
Yep.
That's in Auburn. Stagecoach Trail, which I feel like I've seen or have wanted to go on, but I never have. And then the last one that I've notated, Creekside Trail to Great Egret Trail Loop. That's a whole sentence to say there. Also in Auburn. I will preface, so for Hidden Falls, I would say it's a good family-friendly trail to go on.
Yeah.
You could only probably do about half of it. Once you start to get a little bit higher up with younger kids, it would be more difficult.
Yeah.
But Hidden Falls is an awesome trail to go on.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the second portion here from visitplaster.com, there are so many camping sites now, whether it be tent or RV. And I've got a few listed here. This is the first one I've wanted to go to. I've driven through the campsite. The first one's in Tahoe. This one is technically El Dorado County, but Camp Richardson, South Lake Tahoe.
Camp Richardson's gorgeous. It's close. They have a store right across the street.
Yep. There's a ice cream parlor, which I've heard is amazing.
Yep. You can go to the Beacon. They have great rum runners.
Ooh,
there.
And the dangerous.
Beach is right there. It's, yeah.
Those, you can have 4 of them. You don't know it hits you until it hits you. And then you've had 4 too many.
Correct.
The second one that I've got listed is Auburn Gold Country RV Park. And these are all on the website, and they all look super family friendly. I do not know if, just for the people listening, I don't know if all of these have tent camping as well, but I know that they have RV and trailer. Auburn State Recreation Area.
Yep.
This one I've always wanted to do, and I believe it's a parking lot, but Beals Point Campground in Granite Bay.
Yeah, the only problem with Beals Point Campground is it's still, you haven't got any altitude really.
That's true.
So it gets so hot.
It does. And I think for me in particular, I don't like camping when it's 100 degrees.
No.
It's just not fun to me.
That's a great, Beals Point is a great place for this time of year.
Yeah.
When it's still mixed weather. Or towards the end of the season when it's starting to get rainy again.
Yep. Spring and fall type of thing. I've been out to Beals Point. I couldn't tell you how many times. But I've always seen, and like I said, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it just is a parking lot. I don't think there's much to it.
It pretty much is. They have like the stalls and the hookups and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much.
Okay. So Beals Point, Granite Bay. This I didn't know, for the next one that I've got listed, like we had talked about with splitting lakes and whatnot in different counties and cities. Camp Far West has a North Shore and a South Shore.
Yep.
North Shore is Wheatland.
Yep.
South Shore is Lincoln.
Yep.
So you've got both sides of the connecting cities there. The last one that I have listed, is probably, gosh, I would say one of my top 5 camping sites. in-town campground. This is Nevada City, so it's a little bit further. But if you take 49 all the way up into Nevada City, go past Nevada City, in-town campground. Super kid-friendly. Speaking of amphitheaters earlier in the episode, they have a pretty large amphitheater that they'll put on performances and stuff for the kids.
That's good.
So that's awesome. So that's all I've got for camping wise. And then the next three things are things that your family and my family have continued to do. And with summer coming around here, can't wait for some of these events. Splash pads.
Yep.
You know, the kids absolutely love running around with water shooting up from the ground. They think it's the coolest thing ever. in the surrounding cities to us, Rockland, Roseville, Lincoln, there are splash pads everywhere.
They're like such a big thing now. They came out of nowhere, I feel like, but
we didn't have stuff like that as a kid. We had the garden hose, which was our splash pad, which ended up turning into a muddy, grassy shit show.
Correct. Yes.
I even remember as a kid growing up, you know, we'd have, whether it be water balloon or squirt gun fights, hose fights.
Yep.
As a kid, I remember one of the neighbors bringing over, I don't even know what you call it. Essentially, it's a sprinkler, but the long green with sprinklers curved with the curved metal bar. And it, just goes back from one side to the other.
Yep.
That was our splash pad as kids.
Yeah.
Which was a blast.
Yeah.
Family bike rides, which I know you've been doing a lot of, which is always a blast. And last weekend, we went camping and, my middle daughter wanted her training wheels off.
Yeah.
And now it's game on. I mean, she rode all day yesterday, up and down the street. So taking her training wheels off is definitely a big win for us.
Yeah.
Last and not least, family and friends, barbecue and kids sleepovers.
Yep.
Which I'm sure, the sleepover portion is going to be in full swing here in the next
summertime hits.
It's going to be, it's just, okay, who's going to whose house?
Yep. Pretty much.
Speaking of barbecues, so I know this isn't barbecuing, but I'll bring it up anyway. I finally put together my Blackstone stand. Thing's a complete game changer.
And it folds down. It's super easy.
Yeah.
I told you.
Like, yeah.
You got me on the Blackstone.
Yep.
And then I got the stand, and I'm telling you, like, that's why it just sits up all in the backyard.
Yep.
All the time. Because it's so simple.
It is.
And then if you need to do it, you can bring it. One thing I did get, and I don't know if you have one, but for the Blackstone, a travel case for it.
So I don't have a travel case, and I actually have been... Now, are you talking travel case for the grill and the stand?
It's just for the grill.
Just for the grill. Yeah. Okay. Well, you mentioned folding it up. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. It's probably user error at this point, but the legs, when you go to collapse them... Sorry, the... whichever one goes down, the other one doesn't sit flush.
Oh, it should.
Okay, so it should.
Yeah, it should
sit flush. Okay, because mine doesn't.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look
at it. Probably user error.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. That's easy.
But yeah, it's, I mean, that stand is legit. You can put, I like the magnetic strip on the front, which is cool.
Yep.
Additionally, the paper towel holder.
Yep.
I gotta say, I'm a fan of the paper towel holder, but I'm not at the same time. I don't like how it folds in to an extent towards the grill.
Okay. I think you can bend it outwards.
I think I'm going to, because the splatter.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's just the first or second layer, but it's still paper towels being used kind of thing. Just the oversplash of grease.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention, didn't they? Think anything of it, but the paper towels kind of got soaked on one side with bacon grease spitting up, which isn't a big deal, but just, You know, if I want a clean paper towel for something.
Correct.
You know, if my daughter walks by and I need to clean her face off, I don't want bacon grease covered in it.
Makes sense.
So, anywho.
Yeah.
That is all I've got for summertime events.
Yeah. I mean, the only things that I would have that maybe a little additional is that on there, you've said, I think, the majority of everything. If you want to do like lake activities, Camp Far West is obviously good.
Yeah.
Lake Clementine's good. Rawlings Lake is another one that a lot of people forget about.
Collins Lake as well, right?
And, well, Collins Lake is Yuba County?
Oh, or is it okay.
Sutter? It's further up, but Collins Lake is great, and you have to go for their ice cream. So,
they have a little ice cream shop up there?
Oh, yeah, and they're massive. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Ice cream's huge.
Okay.
That's another campground that's really nice for Collins, but you follow the same thing. It's hotter than shit.
Yeah.
So it's not as fun when it's really hot out. So,
got it.
So Rawlings Lake is always good.
Where is that at? Is that Auburn?
It's like Colfax, Meta Vista, like okay. up that way. Yeah.
So further up, further in.
Correct.
Okay.
Another thing that I've always wanted to do, kids are not really old enough yet, but Wake Island is on the outskirts. Like if you're heading towards like the airport, taking back roads, it's out that way, but that's a Placer County
thing. So, I've heard mixed reviews on that place. I will agree with you. I'd like to go as well.
Yeah. I want to see what else. The obstacle course that they have looks legit.
I've heard, and there's no real way to, keep this under wraps. So I'm not knocking, Wake Island by any means, cause they can't really control it, but I've heard the water is really gross.
Yeah. I mean, you can't,
Man-made.
Man-made. Yeah, I get that. So,
but yeah, no, I think that would be fun. I have never wakeboarded or skied.
Oh, I wouldn't try it there. I'd actually do it behind a boat first.
Okay.
So, a little bit more patience.
Okay, got it.
Another thing that I think you brought up, going Grass Valley, that kind of stuff up there. But Old Town Auburn is also a great place.
Just gosh, yeah.
I think that's good. And then we've talked about the wine trail. I think that's always a win. Farmers markets.
Yeah.
Constantly farmers markets, especially this time of year around. It's kind of a win-win, but those are some great places.
There's a really good farmers market that I enjoyed, smaller. It's on 193. I don't know the establishment that is on that property, but you've gone...
Fowler
Brewery. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gone to that farmer's market once.
Sundays, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. I want to say it's on Sundays.
And that was a great time.
Yeah. They've done a really good job over there. That's the thing with the wine trail. It's also the breweries too.
The beer. Yep.
There's a ton of breweries now. So.
Well, and a lot of those breweries are kid friendly, dog friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that a lot more are becoming less dog friendly. Unless they're like outdoor, like Fowler, you can't bring dogs to Fowler.
Oh, because everything's inside.
Mostly indoors. But super kid friendly. Hill and Brand's really good. I really like Hill and Brand. They have really good space. They've extended out. Their seating area is really nice.
Yeah.
So I really like there's some great places. So
awesome.
Yeah. That's all I have as well. So
well, thank you for conversating with me this morning.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social media. And a very, very special to our Patreon members.
Patreon.
Without you guys, we couldn't do it. So we appreciate you guys all. We hope you have a great rest of the day. And I hope you have a great rest of the day, too,
sir. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely.
Outro.